The disabled often face more than physical challenges, but this is slowly changing for Uganda's Wheelchair Basketball Association. The aim is to keep these athletes fit, both physically and mentally, while instilling a sense of pride. Reporter Elizabeth Pola has more from their recent tournament in the capital, Kampala.
At one of Kampala's major sports expositions, fans are gathered for an event most have never seen before. Men and women in wheelchairs playing basketball. This game will be a fast and furious match between the Rebels and the Nakaseros as athletes speed across the court vying for the ball. For many disabled Ugandans, life is incredibly hard. A lack of accessible buildings, transport, and activities means that the disabled end up spending most of their time at home. But for those joining Uganda's parasport teams, life has changed immensely. Joan Naguja, a volunteer with Uganda's Paralympic Committee, explains how she found self-confidence through sports.
So they affected my left hand side all of it, so my hand and leg are paralyzed.
She says that because her hand and leg are paralyzed, she felt self-conscious. But when she grew up, she looked for ways to challenge herself, and she discovered sports, and that changed how she felt about herself. She was no longer afraid to talk to people, and she now feels proud. The Uganda Disabled Basketball Association began in the northern town of Gulu in 2007, and now has teams across the country. Their goal is to expand their reach internationally. In coming months, the association hopes to travel to Somalia to train teams, and there's talk of an international match between Uganda and Kenya. Their coach, Edwin Malima, who used to play basketball on Uganda's national team, says he had to learn how to play in a chair when he became their coach. The team uses special sport wheelchairs for quick maneuvers and to prevent falls. However, Malima says it wasn't always this way.
At first we had the worst wheelchairs, but what was it, Lions Gate? Lions Club.
He says it was very tough in the beginning with old-style wheelchairs, which were hard to control and players would often fall. He says that changed after the Lions Club China donated new wheelchairs, which make maneuvering around the court much easier. Along with the Basketball Association, there are disabled sports associations for rowing, amputee football, and swimming. Although they are part of Uganda's Paralympic Committee, they receive very little funding from the government, relying on NGOs for funds. The associations are hoping that as their groups expand across East Africa, so will their budgets. Elizabeth Pola, VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Elizabeth. From Kampala, let's go north to Juba, South Sudan's capital. That's where the local football club, Malakia, lost to Nigeria's Kano Pillars 2-0 over the weekend in a first-leg preliminary round match in the CAF Champions League tournament. Magumi Davis Wakarinje attended the game at Juba Stadium, and he has this report for us.
The excitement was palpable at Juba Stadium as South Sudanese Malakia FC put up a spirited fight against Kano Pillars in the first round of the African Club Champions League. Bashir Idris Mwazu, chairman of the Kano Pillars Football Club, says he was delighted to be in Juba for the match.
I enjoy my stay in South Sudan, so I would be happy one day to come back and live in South Sudan.
Football fan Ramze Sagam, a second-year medical student at Juba University, was happy to be at the game.
I could see the fans of Nigeria could really boost their players, and I could also see the fans of Malakia really boosting their players as well. This seems to have been the first international match I've watched between my team from South Sudan and a team from outside, so I really feel so excited.
Nigeria's Gambo Mohammed earned the first goal of the game just 4 minutes after the start of the second half. But local fans were not yet ready to give up. Even when Christian Obiazo kicked a cracker 63 minutes into the match, fans like Sagam believe South Sudan can still qualify for the next round when the two teams meet again during the second leg in Nigeria.
We can win there. Because if you could see, it's just a couple of mistakes that has really led to our loss. If at all we actually manage to pull our socks up, we shall be able to beat the Nigerian team from their home.
Malakia Football Club coach Ramze Sebit says Sagam is right.
No impossible under the sun, but there are some difficulties. I accept it, but I never surrender. Because I take this example from our hero, Dr. John Garang Dimavio. We are never surrender, and I have a hope.
He blamed the loss on extremely enthusiastic fans who may have made his still inexperienced players nervous. He says his young team is not used to such applause. And they have uphill battle. South Sudan is ranked 147 places below Nigeria in the latest FIFA rankings. But Liluanu Idris Malekawa, media relations officer for the Nigerian team, says South Sudan is just learning how to perform on the international stage.
They are very hospitality, and I'm telling you, when they come to Kano, Nigeria, they will see how we are going to repeat the same hospitality to them. We are very grateful.
And fans like 24-year-old Banan Fok, who plays for rival club Al Hilal, say South Sudan players and fans can hold their heads high.
So, yes, I'm here to support my second team, Al Malakia Juba, because I'm South Sudanese. I'm just supporting the team because of we are the same nation and the same country.
For VOA News, I am Mugume Davis Ruakarinj in Juba.
Just ahead, my VOA colleague James Buddy we'll have a birthday Black History Month segment about the man many call the greatest basketball player of all time.
On this day in 1963, Michael Jeffrey Jordan was born in New York City. Jordan was one of the most effectively marketed athletes of his generation and was instrumental in popularizing the NBA around the world in the 1980s and 1990s. He holds the NBA record for highest career regular season scoring average with 30.12 points per game, as well as averaging a record 33.4 points per game in the NBA playoffs.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. It's time now to announce the two lucky winners to our recent Nations Cup quiz put forth by our African football guru, David Legg. David's quiz question: which countries have won the Nations Cup tournament without conceding a goal? Once again, that question: which countries have won the Nations Cup tournament without conceding a goal? And in case you're wondering about the 2015 champion Ivory Coast, which lifted the trophy on February 8th in Bata, Equatorial Guinea, well, the Elephants gave up a total of 4 goals, 2 in the group stage, 1 in the quarterfinals, that was a 3-1 victory over Algeria, and another goal in the semifinals, that was another 3-1 victory over the Democratic Republic of Congo. In the final, Ivory Coast defeated Ghana 9-8 on penalty kicks after 120 minutes of scoreless football. Now, penalty kicks do not count in the goal aggregate for the competition. The correct answer to David Legg's Nations Cup quiz is Ivory Coast in 1992 and Cameroon in 2002. Both teams won the final on penalty kicks, but did not concede any goals during regulation and extra time play. And our two winners both hail from Nigeria. Congratulations to Nwoke Chuks in Abuja, Nigeria's political capital. And congratulations also to Andrew Obumneme in Awka, the capital of Nigeria's Anambra State. Andrew and Nwoke, you'll both be receiving some of those delightful VOA goodies. So watch your mailbox and stay tuned to all our Voice of America listeners for David Legg's next African football quiz question.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. An update now on the Cricket World Cup, which is being co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. The Black Caps from New Zealand scored their second straight victory Tuesday when they beat Scotland by 3 wickets at University Oval in Dunedin. New Zealand cricketer Trent Bolt, a left-arm, medium-fast opening bowler and a right-handed batsman, was named the player of the match. The final score from Dunedin, New Zealand 146 for 7 in 24.5 overs. Scotland 142 in 36.2 overs. Neighbors South Africa and Zimbabwe are representing Africa at the Cricket World Cup. They played each other Sunday in their opening match in Hamilton, New Zealand, where the South Africans won by 62 runs. And let's give a big shout-out for South Africa's David Miller and J.P. Duminy. They combined for 253 runs in that match, with Miller tallying 138 and Duminy 115. Taking a look at the Cricket World Cup calendar, Zimbabwe will next be in action on Thursday against the United Arab Emirates in Nelson, New Zealand.